Tantor Audio presents The Wilderness of Ruin, A Tale of Madness, Fire, and the Hunt for America's Youngest Serial Killer by Roseanne Montillo. Narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Prologue. Oh, Boston, city of our pride! Oh, Massachusetts, our loved state! Thy faults we ever seek to hide. We for thy perfect glory wait. Poem read by Reverend Minot J. Savage at the death of Governor William Gaston. In the early hours of Thursday, August 1, 1929, crowds formed in front of the main gate of the Massachusetts State Prison in Charlestown, a sprawling compound of brick and granite encircled by a tall wrought-iron gate. It was a warm morning and would become even more so as the temperatures reached as high as 95 degrees. Young mothers had risen early so they could make it to the prison, dragging their children along with them. Workers from the nearby factories had taken the day off, and the elderly men who had followed the notorious case for more than 50 years were lined up along the streets. Standing next to them on the sidewalk were numerous reporters from across the country, who did not seem to mind the heat. All of them had been drawn there by the fermenting curiosity of years past, and by more recent tantalizing articles. For days, newspapers in the region had been speculating about whether the people of Boston would get the chance to see Jesse Harding Pomeroy again. Or, as the Boston Daily Globe wrote, would Pomeroy have a glimpse of the world denied him for 53 years? In recent days, those residing near the prison, and in the city at large,